free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, March 18th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, it's kind of interesting how this is shaken out. Now, the shooter in New Zealand had hoped that what he would do, would create a pushback against the Second Amendment here in the United States. It appears that what it has done is pushed a pushback against the First Amendment. The First Amendment is now the target of people, not only here in the United States, but also in New Zealand. Yes, it's a given that New Zealand is going to move ahead with Australian-like gun bans and confiscation. That didn't take too much. And, of course, they don't have anything that expressly prohibits their government from taking their weapons. And they have been living in an environment for so long, they don't really understand the value of self-defense. Even in that particular shooting, where the Muslims were the victims, you had one of the Muslim victims with a gun chasing out the shooter. It is something that was lost on the people looking at that event in New Zealand. But the really dangerous thing is that we now have a pushback in New Zealand. 10 years in prison if you just possess the shooting video. 14 years if you distribute it. If you're a corporation that is hosting it, you can get a $137,000 fine. And presumably, they can try to enforce that fine against people who are not under New Zealand's jurisdiction. I'm sure that the government, the EU government, would be more than happy to pass along that fine to anybody in their jurisdiction. And the most amazing thing to me is that as we were talking about this on Friday, I said, and then when Matt Bracken joined me later in the program, his comments were the same thing. It's a good thing that this was on Facebook because instead of that he streamed it on Facebook rather than some other place, because they would have used that as a pretense to take down anybody that was smaller. And yet, even though it was on Facebook, they're now coming after Gab, they're coming after Dissenter, they're coming after other places where they merely linked to the video that was hosted by Facebook for a full 17 minutes as he was doing the shooting. So they don't have to, he didn't have to stream it onto a small independent platform that was going to support free speech. They're going to use that as a pretense just the linking of that to the Facebook original video is going to be enough for a short period of time. And, of course, they took those links down. Facebook took it down. The other links were taken down. Dissenter didn't even have anything to do with it. They're just saying, well, because you say that you're about free speech, unless you conform to censorship, we're now going to censor you in New Zealand as well. This is the rabid insanity about the First Amendment. And it's kind of interesting, you know, to talk about whether or not which is more important. Is free speech or the ability to defend yourself and to have firearms as a deterrent to government tyranny? Which of those is more important? Well, I don't think either one is more important than the other, quite frankly. It's kind of like saying, do I need my left leg and foot or only my right leg and foot? Well, the problem is if you don't have both, you can't walk. And you're not going to be free if you don't have both the First and the Second Amendments at a bare minimum. You know, we don't want to see a civil war by any means. And this is what this guy was hoping that he would achieve by using a firearm. He clearly said, I could have used any kind of weapon. I could have used a truck. I could have used a bomb. Could have used knives, hatchets, whatever. I chose to use a firearm because I want to start a civil war. And when we look at what is really happening, it's really coming after the First Amendment. But without starting a civil war, the presence of firearms can be a deterrent to government aggression and government tyranny in the same way that we had mutually assured destruction with nuclear weapons. Nobody in their right mind is going to do gun confiscation here in the United States. But we do have people like Eric Swalwell, who is in California, who doesn't really understand the purpose of nuclear weapons, and he doesn't understand the purpose of firearms in the hands of civilians. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, March 18th, 2019. As I said at the top of the hour, the terrorist killer in New Zealand openly talked about how he used firearms because he wanted to create a pushback against the Second Amendment, hoping that would create a civil war in the United States, that would destroy America, stop American power projections and other issues. Yes, some people have, of course, taken the bait here, not as much as if it was a domestic shooting. But the real pushback is coming against the First Amendment. You be careful about what you say. It's really the First Amendment that's in the crosshairs this time instead of the Second Amendment. And they are both essential to any free society. The deterrence of an armed citizenry that deters not only crime, but it deters government tyranny. The mere presence of firearms restrains evil, said George Washington. And quite frankly, it's been said by many others as well. Robert Heinlein, I think it was in The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, a science fiction novel, in it he said, an armed society is a polite society. Prior to that, there was, during the Civil War, American Civil War, there was a British officer, Colonel Arthur Fremantle from the Coldstream Guards, who wrote a book called 3 Months in the Southern States. Very interesting book from a historical standpoint for a number of reasons. He wanted to evaluate what was happening in terms of the way the war was being fought by both sides. And he entered the U.S., I think it was in New Orleans, worked his way through the Southern States. He was able in those days, even during time of civil war, just to walk up, walk into the camps of people, both sides of the armies, meet generals, meet politicians, just walk right up to them. I met Sam Houston, many others in his trip. So it's very interesting to see his firsthand recollection of people that he met as he was walking, traveling through the United States in the middle of a civil war, walking right up to military leaders, to civilian leaders and so forth. But he said, as he was going through the South, he said, I've never seen a society where everybody was armed. And I've never seen a society where everyone is so polite. Basically condensed later. I don't know if Heinlein got that from that particular experience or if he just realized it himself. But yes, it does make you more polite. It makes you aware of the fact that people are able to defend themselves. And believe me, the government is very aware of the fact that we have an armed citizenry. There's a few loudmouth idiots like Eric Swalwell, who doesn't get it, also talking about nuclear weapons and how they will use any excessive amount of force. But firearms in the hands of citizens are a deterrent, just as nuclear weapons were a deterrent during the Cold War. Mutually assured destruction is really what it is all about. And we hope that it doesn't start on either side. We have a shooting in Holland. Dutch police in the Netherlands are saying that they are hunting down a suspect after a shooting today on a tram in the central city of Utrecht. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It left one person dead, multiple people injured. Authorities immediately raised the terror alert for the area to the maximum level, said they're considering the possibility of a terrorist motive. The anti-terror coordinator raised the threat alert to the highest level around that city. They said the threat level has gone to 5 exclusively for that province. They said the culprit is still on the run. A terror motive cannot be excluded. Well, I want to talk about how the First Amendment has become the target after this Facebook massacre in New Zealand. It is amazing to me, as I said at the top of the hour, that you've got the New Zealand government saying they're going to threaten anybody found with in possession of this video that was streamed on Facebook. Facebook is not under any threat whatsoever. Facebook is just fine. Don't have to worry about the big corporations, because they work hand in glove with the governments to send out their narratives. Facebook is not being threatened. But if somebody has downloaded this, is in possession of it, they could get 10 years in jail. If they pass this along to somebody else, 14 years in jail. If you are a corporation that is found to have this on hosting it on your site, you could get a $137,000 fine under the same law. And there's an article on Zero Hedge that asks, would social media have censored videos of 9/11 or of the Kennedy assassination? Well, that is a resounding yes. Can you imagine? We would have the Zapruder family would be jailed. And anybody who had a copy of the Zapruder film would be going to jail as well. Any media organization would be fined $137,000 or more. Here in the United States, I'm sure they would ramp it up even higher. So this is where we have come. You know, we look at this and we say, yeah, well, I'm not really too surprised. It's kind of draconian measures for New Zealand, but I'm not really too surprised in this current environment that they would do something like this. We would have never, never allowed anything like that to be done to the people who had the Zapruder film or who showed the Zapruder film or who watched the Zapruder film. Yes, it was disgusting. It was heinous. It was violent. But it was something that needed to be seen because it showed the false narrative of the government. Another reason why they would absolutely come down hard on anybody who had that film today. Anybody who had a film of something like that, you would be going to jail right now. That's the environment that we have turned into. That's what most people are just fine with. Do you hear anybody complaining about this New Zealand law? I don't see much reaction to this in the press. They're perfectly fine with that. It's normal. So, yeah, jail all the people who had the Zapruder film. If you got a film of the Twin Towers collapsing, doing that impossible collapse right into its footprint. And by the way, we got later in the program, we have Richard Gage, who is a member of the American Institute of Architects, also architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's going to be joining us talking about the lawsuit, or not the lawsuit, it's a lawyers committee for 9/11 Truth. They have been able to get a grand jury convened because they put together a massive document talking about scientific evidence showing that the Twin Towers were exploded. Today, you would not have any of those videos allowed, right? You would just have the edited mainstream media footage showing clouds of smoke from collapsed buildings coming down. I'm sure they would take out the BBC film, the reporter standing there with Building 7, the third building that was not hit by a plane, over her shoulder as she said that it had collapsed, and that was 20 minutes before it collapsed. I'm sure that they would not allow that video to be possessed or seen by anyone after it was aired live. They would have confiscated that. They would have fined or jailed anybody that had that copy of that BBC video showing that they had foreknowledge that building was going to come down. So we're going to be talking to Richard Gage later in the program about 9/11 and where this movement to actually find the truth and to find the people. They've already named some names as part of that grand jury that they would like to talk to. People who would obviously have had some foreknowledge of explosives used to bring down that building. And not only is it the visual pictures that we have that indicate that they would like to, I'm sure in today's environment, take away, But they had a lot of physical evidence that explosives were used. So we'll be talking to him later in the program. But as we have this new attack in Netherlands, and as we've got people who are portraying the people at the mosque as victims, and yes, they were. They were innocent victims. You know, when I look at this, I think this has a lot to do, it's related in a way, to what the Democrats are doing with reparations. You have a situation where there is injustice or grievances by some individuals somewhere else, let's say some Muslim jihadis somewhere, killing a bunch of people. It's a fairly common occurrence. And then you decide that, here's somebody, looks like those people, maybe same color, they wear the same dress, they got the same religion, so I'll go kill them. You know what? That's exactly what the Democrats are doing with reparations. The demagogue party.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
The
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got a lot of news to cover today. We've got the fight for 16 is what I would call it. Nancy Pelosi wants 16-year-olds to vote. You know, they fought for $15 an hour minimum wage. And now you can see the results of that in New York City especially, but in many other places. You've got in the fast food industry, you've got declining employment. The businesses are spiraling down because they've had to raise their prices, obviously. Everybody's got to pay more for everything if you raise the minimum wage, right? And there's going to be fewer employees. And so people are saying, well, we can't afford to eat out even at fast food that often. So it's starting to decline. So they won that fight. I'll put one in quotes, air quotes here. Yeah, that's winning, right? Yeah, we got our minimum wage up and now employment is down and food prices are up as well. Now they're going to fight for 16-year-olds to vote. So we've got some funny comments from people who were 16 once. Remember what that was like. of course, they don't want you to see what Beto O'Rourke was doing when he was 16. AP went to a great deal of effort to hide what Beto O'Rourke was doing at 16. So, you know, he was just immature and irresponsible. So let's not hold him to task for that. I mean, look at the dark, crazy stuff that he was putting out about running down kids. Oh, they look so happy I'm just running them down. You want somebody like that to have access to the nuclear codes? Are you kidding me? I wouldn't let Beto own a gun. But Beto says you should not be allowed to own a gun. So he can write stuff like that when he's 16. Pelosi says 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote. We don't have to hold these people responsible. And yet, Beto O'Rourke says, well, you know, you like your AR, you can keep your AR, but you're not going to buy any more. We're going to stop the sale of them as a first step. Well, we've heard that you like your fill in the blank, you can keep your fill in the blank before, haven't we? Where did I hear that before? You like your insurance, you like your car, you like your gun, you like your free speech. Well, you can keep that. Well, I don't know. I don't think these people want us to have anything. They are going to treat us all like, children. The children, on the other hand, they will treat like adults. You know, you'll have the kindergarten kids. They'll say, yeah, you want to have a sex change operation? You want to have sex with this person over here? You know, you can consent to that as well. You know, we'll treat the kids like adults. All the adults will be treated like children. We'll also be talking, as I said earlier, we'll be talking to Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for Truth. He is a he's a member of the American Institute of Architects. He and many others, of course, there's also pilots out there who question whether or not the official story could possibly be true. You can't fly planes like that, that low, that fast. But there is a grand jury that has presented evidence, has been allowed to convene by a U.S. attorney. That was really the surprise, that you'd find a U.S. attorney that was honest enough. When presented with over 60 pages, 60 documents showing that explosives were used, that would allow a grand jury to convene. So we'll be talking to him about 9/11 later in the program. And before we get into how the First Amendment has become the target, more so than the Second Amendment, after this particular shooting, let's talk just a little bit about some of the Muslim attacks that you've never heard about. You know, yes, the Muslims are victims this time. Are they typically the victims, though? Not really. Let's take a look at Nigeria, for example. Thousands were killed just last year in what many people have called pure genocide. Remember, the term genocide was first used when the Muslim Turks attacked the Christian Armenians, trying to wipe out every last one of them for both their religion and their ethnicity. That was where the term genocide was coined. The same thing is happening right now in Nigeria. Race is not an issue. This is black-on-black violence. The only difference between these two different groups is the religion aspect. Christianity is the target. and the attackers there are Muslims. Going back to June of last year, as Express in the UK was talking about it, the American press has completely ignored what is going on in Nigeria. Not concerned about that, right? Not concerned about the murder of black people when it is black Muslims that are the ones who are the murderers. Last weekend, they wrote in, Express UK wrote back in June, last weekend, 238 Christians were killed in a number of attacks by militia in a region in the heart of the country. The Christian Association of Nigeria said that more than 6,000 Christian worshipers, mostly children, women, and the aged, had been killed already this year. That was June of last year. June of last year. Now, you know, as you see this violence here by one individual, and it's not to say that that doesn't matter. Certainly it does matter. But I think it also matters that the media goes so heavily to one side. Doesn't it? Aren't you concerned about the fact that all information about Muslim atrocities like this is purged from the media here in the United States? That only when Muslims are the victims do you hear information about this? I didn't see, as we were talking about last Friday, you had the police in both New York City and L.A. Go around and surround Muslim mosques after the New Zealand attack by one individual. And yet that was not the case after a Christian church here in Texas was attacked by one individual. I don't think that the police in New York and L.A. surrounded Christian churches to protect the people there. Did not happen. Again, going back to Nigeria, they said those responsible were being allowed to go scot-free. The Nigerian government was wrongly trying to paint the attacks as just being done by farmers and herdsmen and clashes. No, it wasn't. It isn't. It's absolutely a religion-based genocide. As New American points out, the media reports on New Zealand, I've talked about the genocide in Nigeria before. Not too many people talk about it. New American talks about it. Breitbart has talked about it occasionally. We do here at InfoWars as well. But the mainstream media is not going to talk about it. As New American points out, yes, if it is something that is violent, you would expect it with a violent attack like that, something that is streamed on Facebook, you would expect that Facebook massacre, and again, as Matt Bracken pointed out, because Facebook exists, you could say that they were as much of an incitement to this as any firearm, perhaps more, because this guy was doing it for publicity. And he said he could have used anything, but he wanted to use Facebook and he wanted to use guns because that would achieve his objective to try to get the kind of reaction, pushback. We've seen the same type of thing from communist terrorists, saying that they wanted to have attacks against people that were staged. Eventually, we found out that those attacks by the Red Brigades and others in Europe in the 1970s were actually right-wing people associated with NATO, masquerading as communists. The communists that were talking at the time were saying, oh, yeah, we want to see a pushback by the establishment. We want them to overreach to make us into victims. Well, that's what this guy was trying to do. But Facebook was the bottom line for this, and yet it's not Facebook that's getting punished. It's other sites that are getting punished.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, in this attack in New Zealand, the Muslims were victims. It has a lot of similarity to what the Democrat candidates running for president want to do in this country when they start talking about reparations. You know, you got to say, well, you've got slavery, so it's those white people you need to hate, and you need to get some kind of payback from them, even though they weren't the people who did it, right? And even though the slavery that we had in America began with Muslims in Africa capturing other Africans and selling them into slavery. Quite frankly, they were the manufacturers of slavery. The British, if you will, were the wholesalers, and then they got to the U.S. and you had the retailers and the end consumers of slavery. But we don't take a look at the origin of it, the manufacturing of slavery. It was Barbary pirates and many others. They would kidnap Europeans and sell them for ransom. They would kidnap their fellow Africans and sell them into slavery. But don't talk about that. Don't talk about slavery existing in every other civilization. We just need to be angry and vote for Democrats. They're not going to tell us who's going to pay because there's absolutely no way they can do that. This has happened so long in the past that there's been intermarriage. We have black people who are here. who didn't have ancestors in America at that time, have white people, same situation, didn't have ancestors at that time. And even if you could trace your ancestry back, there's been intermarriage. So we have mixed races. Just Barack Obama is a good example of that, right? Even though his father was somebody who was black and was never part of, was never had any ancestors who were slaves. Nevertheless, with reparations, what we're going to do is just say, well, there was an injustice here, so we're going to go grab somebody and kill them. And that's the big problem with these types of attacks, is that it's not the jihadis who are being killed in Syria. It's not ISIS people who are being killed, but it's people who are not bothering anybody. Oh, yeah, they're Muslim, so kill them. Or they're from this country, so kill them, right? It's the same logic. If you like that logic, then you're going to love the Democrat reparations program, because it's exactly the same thing. You know, these are people who look similar to that, have a similar background, so kill them, even though they didn't do anything wrong, right? Now, when we talk about the Muslims being victims in this particular case, and now we have statements being made by the Sisterhood of Traveling Burqas in Congress, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, all of them are out there talking about Islamophobia. Well, you should be afraid of Islam. You should be very afraid of Islam. As I just said, we've got a war going on, an Islamic war against Christians in Nigeria. There's no other difference there, just the religion involved. And over 6,000 people were killed last year in the first last 3 weeks, I should say, not the first quarter, but the last 3 weeks, you've had 120 Christians in Nigeria killed. They've used everything from guns to machetes to slaughter men, women, and children, to burn down more than 140 homes. So that's one type of violence that's being conducted in the name of Islam, the religion of peace. Another type, of course, are attacks against non-Muslims, people who are not practicing Christians or anything. They just happen to not be Muslims. That makes them the enemy of Islam to many. If you take a look at France, for example, 261 dead, many more injured in attacks by Muslims on non-Muslims in the last 4 years in just one country, France. 66 dead a year on average. Frenchmen are exactly 10 times more likely to be murdered by a Muslim than a Muslim being killed by a non-Muslim terrorist anywhere in the Western world. So that is a just a little factoid for you there. That's the reality, folks, if you really want to know. You have Frenchmen 10 times more likely to be killed by a Muslim than a Muslim being killed by a non-Muslim terrorist anywhere in the Western world. 261 dead in the last 4 years in just France. And we have a shooting today in the Netherlands. One person dead, several injured. The terrorist is still at large. So that's the second type. So first you have a civil war, a war of genocide. Muslims trying to kill everyone who is not Muslim, the Christians in particular in Nigeria. Second one, just coming after anybody that is not a Muslim, because I don't know if there's any Christians left in France, quite frankly. It's become pretty secularized, just like the rest of Europe, and as America is becoming secularized. And then there are the attacks throughout the world, specifically against churches, against Christians who are gathered together for worship, which would be the exact parallel to what we just saw in New Zealand. So when you understand that it is not just, if you listen to the mainstream media, you'll think that only Muslims are being targeted, and they're being targeted by nasty white individuals. This guy clearly said he was not a Christian, and of course, he's not a Christian if he does what he did, obviously. By their works, you will know them. But he wasn't even pretending or professing to be a Christian. But the people who follow Islam do that on a regular basis against people who are in churches. Here's some statistics here. Breaking this down by year. So far in 2019, remember we've had 50 people on this mosque attack killed, 50 people injured. In 2019, Muslims attacking Christian churches gathered together, same situation. 130 killed, 112 injured. You haven't heard anything about that, have you? In 2018, that number was 500 killed, 504, 359 injured. In 2017, it was 449 killed, 377 injured. In 2016, it was 901 Christians killed while they were gathered together worshiping or in church buildings. 1,200 injured, again, by Muslims as the attacker. So there have been, in just the last 3 years, 271 incidents of that. Things like this, for example, going back to January the 27th of this year in the Philippines. This is not Nigeria now. This is because in Nigeria we got 6,000 people killed, Muslims against Christians, 6,000 Christians killed as the Muslims are attacking and the government is looking the other way. They would like to have a completely Islamic state there in Nigeria. But in the Philippines, in Jolo, you had 27 Christians killed, 111 injured as a Catholic church was bombed by Muslim terrorists. In October of 2018, in Kenya, you had Islamicists hurl a bomb into a school, killing two Christian teachers. Again, in Nigeria, in September, you had 17 Christians hacked to death in their own homes by Muslim terrorists. Five survived and were injured. And on of a Muslim gang stoning three Christian construction workers to death while chanting praises to Allah in Kenya, and that was in September of last year. You don't hear about these things. Why is it that you don't hear about that? Is it because, as Breitbart points out, a lot of times this stuff doesn't get talked about because there's this prejudice in the press that, that's third world. We're not going to talk about what's going on in Nigeria or Kenya. Or the Philippines, you know, New Zealand, that's a first world country. So we'll talk about any violence that goes on there. But we're not going to talk about things that happen in Africa because, you know, that's a backwards place where brutal killings just happen all the time. That's a kind of racism, isn't it? Talk about that. Left, are you concerned about that kind of attitude? Just dismiss any of this kind of violence? Because, you know, if you've got 6,000 black Nigerians killed, doesn't matter. Just expendable, right? They're expendable because they're Christians. That's why the mainstream media is not talking about it. It's the anti-Christian bias. As Breitbart points out, it's the been called rightly the last acceptable prejudice. As the Coalition of African American Pastors wrote in an essay just last Tuesday, no one much cares about offending Christians. In fact, mocking and belittling and blaspheming Christianity is becoming a bit of a trend in our culture. Anti-Christian bigotry truly is the last acceptable prejudice. None of this is to say that the attack in New Zealand was in any way, shape, or form justified. As I said, it is misguided reparations, just as we see coming from the Democrat demagogues pushing reparations so they can get political power in this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2, deep earth crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another deep earth crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies,
weak emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Got the Who there saying we won't get fooled again. And Roger Daltrey, lead singer for the Who, had some people trying to push this fear about Brexit, saying, you're not going to be able to tour in the EU, are you? And the Who is not worried about the EU. I want you to hear what Roger Daltrey had to say to this idiot trying to push that fear. Here's Roger Daltrey.
Brexit looks like it's getting further and further away.
Is it going to be bad for British rock music?
It's going to be rock business.
Are they touring Europe?
Oh dear! As if we didn't tour in Europe before the f***ing EU. Oh, give it up.
On that note,
give it up.
Thank you very much,
Betty. That's great. We're going
to. If you want to sign up to be ruled by a f***ing mafia, you do it.
It's a great one.
Being governed by FIFA.
Have provided a couple of England shirts for you, Roger, Pete.
That's great. He says, as if we didn't tour in Europe before the EU, if you want to be ruled by an effing mafia, he said, it's like being ruled by FIFA. And of course, that's the soccer association that is riddled with scandal. Americans don't really understand, follow that too much, but anybody in Europe would get that. So, Roger is not going to be fooled again, and he does not suffer fools gladly. Asking him questions like that, designed to get everybody fearful of Brexit. Again, the world is just going to come to an end if England were to have its independence from the EU. Absolutely insane. But they have been betrayed. Betrayed by the conservative politicians, especially Theresa May, in the same way that the GOP leadership has betrayed the GOP voters here. We voted for Trump. And the key thing that we voted for when we voted for Trump was to build the wall. And we just had the the Senate, the GOP Senate, pushed back against that this in the last week. So we're going to talk about how the GOP vetoed the border, because that's really what's happening. They don't want a border. We'll talk about that. We've got some updates on the beta white male who is running for Congress. And we also have a bit more to say about what's going on and how they're using this event in New Zealand to shut down free speech here. It's really turned into an attack on the First Amendment, not an attack on the Second Amendment, as the murderer was hoping he would get. And you notice I have not used his name once, and I'm doing that deliberately. I don't think we need to give these people any attention. We need to focus on what is really happening here, put this in proper perspective. And again, it doesn't mean that we equivocate the violence there in those in that mosque shooting. We don't equivocate that to the violence that's being conducted by Islam elsewhere. But just to point out that it is off the scale in terms of the amount of violence that is being done by Muslims against Christians and even against non-Christians who just happen to be people living in the Western countries that they have determined that they're going to colonize. That is not reported. It is not put in perspective. And even Chelsea Clinton gets attacked for pushing back against the anti-Semitism of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Burkas. And they double down on it again this weekend. We got Rashida Tlaib saying, oh, yeah, just an example of the fact that they hate people of color. They hate people who are Islamic and so forth. President Trump, on the other hand, took the side of Judge Jeanine Pirro. She had her program silenced off of Fox News because she raised questions as to whether or not Sharia law is compatible with the First Amendment. Of course, it isn't. The question she raised was, is Ilhan Omar, who is unapologetically anti-Semitic, is she a diehard Sharia follower because she refuses to take off the head covering? Does that indicate that she has a loyalty to her version of Islam that transcends the First Amendment? That's a legitimate question to ask, isn't it? But instead of defending that, letting her defend that and say, oh, no, I'm a loyal American, as she's out there saying she hates America. America is awful. She came here as a Somali refugee. She was upset about the fact that as they went into welfare, she said, oh, we're all starving here. Well, I don't see that. I don't see people on welfare starving here. I do see people coming into this country, anywhere from 2/3 to 3/4 of them going on welfare. But here's a newsflash, Ilhan Omar. It's your daddy who's responsible for feeding you, not the American people or the American government. And so if you've got a complaint about not being fed, talk to your daddy about it. We're not your daddy. The government is not, Uncle Sam is not your daddy. And that's not the American way. Maybe if you don't like the American way, you should go back and live with the civil war that your Islamic brothers have created in Somalia that turned you into refugees. Absolutely ungrateful. Nothing but disgust at the country that saved her out of that S-hole that had been created by civil war. President Trump tweeted out, bring back Judge Jeanine. The radical left Democrats working closely with their beloved partner. The fake news media is using every trick in the book to silence the majority of our country. They have an all-out campaign against Fox News hosts who are doing too well. Well, let's understand that Fox News bears some responsibility to this as well. With the exception of Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, who so far they've stood behind, Fox News has been very willing to act exactly like CNN. And it's not just on issues of political correctness like this, especially with Islam. You know, it's also on issues of health. They are absolute cheerleaders for big pharmaceutical companies and for the military-industrial complex. So it does not surprise me that they would censor Judge Jeanine. They basically, although they still have him as a contributor, they've come after Judge Napolitano for things that he had to say. He was a bit too libertarian for their taste as well, so he's now relegated to a guest appearance situation as opposed to being a regular contributor. WND points out that there's the county that ranks as America's most intolerant is, surprise, surprise, in Massachusetts, 95% Democrat. It's a Massachusetts county. As they said, it's not the county that we hear about in Wyoming, Albany County, where Matthew Shepard was killed and that hate crime directed against him because he was homosexual. No, that's not the most intolerant county. It wasn't Tallahatchie County in Mississippi, where Emmett Till was lynched more than half a century ago. No, the most intolerant county in America is Suffolk County, Massachusetts. Mostly white, virtually all Democrat, population just under 800,000. That is right around the Boston, Cambridge, Newton region. Oh, exactly where do you expect, right? Harvard used to be it was the first university in the country. It was a private university. Actually, the first public university was University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, but the first private university was Harvard. It was a Christian seminary. Now it has become a seminary of political correctness, cultural Marxism, and intolerance. Italy, meanwhile, as we see New Zealand pushing for further gun control, and the Beta male who is running for Congress, Beto O'Rourke, is pushing for gun control. Says, yeah, you like your AR, you can keep your AR, but you're just not going to be able to buy any more in the future if he has his way. Yeah, how's that for somebody who is a moderate, right? I'm going to be right here in the center. I'm going to let the people keep their guns, but I'm not going to let them buy any more guns. Yeah, that's not a centrist position. That is an authoritarian position, and it's a position that's not going to last very long, and we've already seen how that works out with Obama. But in Italy, they're eyeing a stand-your-ground-style law that would allow lethal firearm use. CBS News reports that Deputy Prime Minister Salvini's party is seeking a passage of a legitimate defense bill designed to decrease penalties for those who use firearms for self-defense in their home. I mean, you know, why would we be punished for using self-defense in our home? Well, you know, because you are a slave. Slaves should never be armed, right? That's something that really freaks people out. You know, the Romans would never allow the slaves to have firearms. As a matter of fact, you go back and you look at what the Nazis were doing in terms of manufacturing, as I pointed out, as they're building their rockets for Wernher von Braun, the slaves that were building the underground facilities that they were manufacturing this stuff in, they were not even given hammers and picks to carve it. They had to carve out the underground areas with their hands because you can't even give that to your slaves. And that's the attitude when they say you can't have firearms. Folks, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a massive mega sale going on right now. We have free shipping store-wide, 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, and double the Patriot points on all purchases. How's that? 50% off the price and double the rewards when you buy at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Mark Morano, frequent guest on this program on Climate Epo, says, welcome to Neo-Stalinism. Google has promptly banished the Greenpeace founder, Dr. Moore, from the environmental group's history after Trump tweets his skeptical climate views. So President Trump comes out and says, yeah, this guy's exactly right. He was a co-founder of Greenpeace, and he was. And we've reported on that for quite some time. But now Google has vanished all the information about how he was the co-founder of Greenpeace. Isn't that interesting? You know, it was years ago that Amazon vanished 1984, just erased it off of people who had it on their phones and their Kindles and so forth. You know, you download those e-books. And one day, people who had that on their phones just woke up and it had just been pulled. How's that for Orwellian? Isn't that interesting that they would do that and that they would choose 1984 as the book that they would pull? kind of right in your face, just the way Jeff Bezos likes to do things, right in your face. And so now we've got Google disappearing the connections that Dr. Moore had to Greenpeace. Deleting that from the history because he is against pollution, but he is not on board with the ridiculous global warming. Now it is climate change because they can't show that the climate is actually warming. Some people you wish would go away, like the McCains, and they don't. When is Google going to help us out with that? You know, we had Meghan McCain coming out and saying to President Trump after he made some statements about John McCain's despicable role in shopping around that political fiction used for a coup. Not the first time that John McCain's been involved in a coup. This is a guy who has been a friend of terrorists, who has armed and helped to arm and train and fund ISIS in Syria, going there posing with these people. Pushing wars everywhere. Many people who were prisoners with him in Vietnam said that he betrayed them as well. But Songbird McCain, as he came after President Trump, shopping around this dirty dossier that was created with funding from the Clinton camp and the deep state, President Trump called him out on it. And Meghan McCain, his daughter, said to Trump, no one will ever love you the way they love my dad. Well, here's a flashback for Meghan. Your dad actually did run for president and he lost. And President Trump ran for president and he won. Bottom line is, I don't know really too many people other than the McCain family who love John McCain. And that includes Republicans or Democrats, quite frankly. I think the Democrats like him because he opposed President Trump. And that was a newfound popularity. That's the only reason that the people that she goes on television with like her father at all is because the enemy of their enemy, Trump, is their idol. We've got Doug Casey taking on modern monetary theory. Do you think that that is a too esoteric a thing? Do you know what MMT is? It's become the new darling economic theory of the left. All these socialists who want to give free health care to everybody, Medicare for all, and they want to have unlimited welfare, free college education for all. Let's forgive everybody's debts. Let's give everybody a guaranteed universal basic income. And we now have a major New Jersey city talking about how they may go into universal basic income. No problem. We'll just give everybody money, right? And we don't even have to worry about paying for it. That's what MMT is. Better familiarize yourself with it, because the narrative coming from idiots like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is that it doesn't matter. We can just print money. There's no limit to the amount of money that the government can print. We don't have to pay it back, ever. There are actually serious court jester economists who are actually pushing that as a monetary theory.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's not the Second Amendment that has become the target after the Facebook massacre in New Zealand, as he had hoped, the shooter. But it is now the First Amendment that has become the target, especially not only in New Zealand, but here in the U.S. as well, but especially in New Zealand, of course. New Zealand, as I reported earlier in the first hour, is threatening 10 years in prison for anybody who even possesses the mosque shooting video. And I'm sure you have seen the pictures of this, even if it's just a little bit of it, some pictures. And I guess that's another question to ask the authoritarians in New Zealand. Does that mean that you can't have any pictures of anybody actually being killed? Or is it a ban? Do these penalties apply even if you just show him walking up to the mosque or something with the gun? It looks like a third person shooter video game. He's got the, there you see some clips of him in the car. I mean, is that forbidden now? Are you going to go to jail for having that part of the video, or a part of the video where he's just walking around with a gun and nobody is shown being shot or dying in the background? Or is it just the parts where he is shooting and killing people that you're not allowed to have? You get 10 years if you knowingly possess a copy of the shooting video that he streamed on Facebook. That's what we call the Facebook massacre. I talked about that on Friday. Matt Bracken joined me later in the program. He said, yeah, we should call it the Facebook massacre, because that's why he did it. Facebook was the integral part of that. There are two components to this heinous crime. Number one, he wanted everybody to see it on Facebook. So, you know, Facebook is the place that, if they hadn't existed, he wouldn't have done that. And he was able to stream it on Facebook for 17 minutes. And, of course, he chose guns because he wanted to push back against guns. But what he's getting is a pushback against the First Amendment. And it's not Facebook that is having actions taken against them. It is the smaller, freer, independent social media and video websites that are now being penalized in New Zealand. Here's an example. This is from Zero Hedge. Again, 10 years if you knowingly possess a copy, 14 years if you share it. Corporations that host it, web hosts, will get an additional $137,000 U.S. fine, and presumably the people running it would also be going to jail in New Zealand. The terrorists used Facebook Live to broadcast 17 minutes of the attack that left 50 dead and 50 injured. It was scrubbed from mainstream platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Scribd. However, you've got other sites that did not host it that are now being attacked. And that's the amazing thing about this. BitChute, 8chan, where the shooter posted a link. Now, he posted a link to Facebook. Facebook does not get penalized, but the sites where somebody independently put up a link to Facebook, those sites get punished. Why? Because they hate BitChute. They hate 8chan. They hate Dissenter. They hate Gab. Anybody that doesn't push out their censorship model, they look for any pretense, any excuse to censor those sites, those people. So a link was posted on BitChute and 8chan to the Facebook video. Facebook does not get penalized, but because of that link, Dissenter has also been blocked by New Zealand. Dissenter is a site that was created by Gab, and it was set up, they said, to allow free discussion that was outside the control of the website owner. Said, we're not going to moderate this, and we're not going to censor anything out here. It's just going to be independent of us. Oh, no, we're not going to allow anything like that on the web, say the masters of the Internet. So on Saturday, Gab's official account reported that New Zealand ISPs, Internet Service Providers, have banned dissenter.com until it is, quote, censorship compliant. How's that? Censorship compliant. Said, getting records that New Zealand's ISPs have banned Dissenter until it is censorship compliant, despite the fact that Dissenter was in no way involved with this week's tragic events in New Zealand. Not even clear if they post, if somebody got on there and posted a link to the live stream video that was being hosted on Facebook. And then Zero Hedge has an update saying that as soon as they publish this information about how Dissenter and BitChute and 8chan were being targeted for censorship by New Zealand, after they reported this, then they extended this to Zero Hedge. A person tweeted to them, wow, just like that, Zero Hedge is also banned. I'm the guy who said that Dissenter is down for me here in New Zealand. I am on Vodafone for an ISP. So that's his ISP provider, Vodafone in New Zealand. And it is telling him that the site can't be reached. He says, as soon as I get on a VPN, that's a virtual private network where they can't see where you're coming from, as soon as I get on that anonymizing site that removes any information about where he is, he can find Zero Hedge. So he says, there you have it. Censorship is in full swing here in New Zealand. So if you are, if there's any way that they can tangentially blame someone who doesn't have any involvement in this whatsoever, anybody who is not going to push their censorship and says it, even if they haven't had anybody post anything there, they're going to shut them down. And then if we report that, that news site gets blocked in New Zealand. You like that? The story here that is from Thomas Knapp is also on Zero Hedge. Would social media have censored video of 9/11 or of the Kennedy assassination? As I said in the first hour, absolutely. You would have the Zapruder family thrown in jail. You would have all copies of the Zapruder film showing Kennedy being shot, confiscated, destroyed. Anybody with possession of that would go to jail for a decade or more. Any media companies that showed that, they would also, the executives would go to jail and they would face a stiff fine, hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the environment that we live in today. You would never see anything like the Zapruder film. And we're just fine with that, aren't we? Do you see anybody other than Zero Hedge, InfoWars, talking about the fact that you have this kind of censorship in New Zealand? I mean, I don't want to see the shooting, quite frankly, but if they're going to be that rabid about censorship, at some point, you have to look at it and say, is there something there that's suspicious that they don't want me to see? That's one of the reasons why you look at the Zapruder film. When you look at that, you don't believe their lone shooter with a bolt-action rifle in the window where his line of sight is obscure, is blocked by a tree. Once you start to take a look at those, you start to believe the witnesses who were there, who said they heard shots coming from the front. That agrees with what you see in the Zapruder film. But shut up, because if you don't agree with that, then if you don't follow the government's official narrative of the single shooter and the magic bullet, then you are a conspiracy theorist. That's when they first coined that term, the FBI, to shut up anybody that, to shame anybody that didn't believe the official story. So as Thomas Knapp points out, according to CNN Business, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are struggling to deal with the New Zealand shooting video. And what they mean by deal with is to censor on demand from the government. That's why Facebook and YouTube and Google and Twitter were helped by the government. That's why they got the kind of funding that they did, the kind of promotion that they did. If you look at the venture capital firms that put them in business, you can clearly see the connections to the deep state, to the NSA, to the CIA. The CIA even came out with its own venture capital firm as the internet became practical, so that they could put people like this who were going to be compliant with the government, that after they got everybody into their little ghetto on the internet, then they could shut the doors and turn the gas on the First Amendment. That's exactly what this is. If you haven't been vetted for conformity to their preferred narrative, you get shut down. Do you really need to see that video? No. But, it is as disgusting as it is. We need to see things like the Kennedy assassination, and that's precisely what they would shut down in today's environment. That is where we have gone with the freedom of speech, by letting these corporations who are the beard of government censors rule us.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at how the First Amendment is being attacked here in the United States. We have the left coming after President Trump, trying to link him to the killer. Of course, anything that they don't like, anything that's bad that happens anywhere in the world, that's going to be linked to President Trump and his supporters, even though the guy in his manifesto doesn't like Trump, absolutely detests conservatives, calls conservatives corporatists, says he's not a Christian. And on and on. He says he really is an eco-fascist. He says, I embrace fascism and I'm an environmentalist. Quite frankly, as I said on Friday, he sounds like politically he's on the same page as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is a rabid environmentalist. Actually, she's using environmentalism as a beard to establish fascist control of the economy. Nevertheless, as even though President Trump condemned the, what he called, evil killings. Also took to Twitter to extend his condolences, and so forth. CNN is blaming the president, just as they did in the wake of Charlottesville, you know, when he said, there's good people and bad people on both sides of this issue. Let's not use blanket criticism of different people here. No, they want to use blanket criticism of President Trump. CNN analyst Kirsten Powers blamed President Trump. She said on CNN that he chooses to encourage and to inspire white nationalism. CNN anchor John Berman also tried multiple times to get Adam Kinziger, of a Republican from Iowa, to pin the blame on Trump. And then, of course, you got people like John Cusack. Do you remember him? That has-been actor from the 90s. Comes out and says, F that pathological liar and criminal. The only way democracy survives is to, if Trump rots in prison, let's get on with it. Well, you know, quite frankly, John, we can't really have democracy or justice if we have a multi-tiered justice system here in this country. And, your hero, Hillary Clinton, has not only violated laws that regulate charitable institutions, she has violated national security, which is the religion of the deep state that is after President Trump. But they conveniently look the other way as they cover up their crimes and their complicity with Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, they've got to cover up their cover-ups. That's why we have this Russian red herring that is being put out there. But let's take a look at the Muslims coming after Chelsea Clinton. You have probably seen this has happened over the weekend. I just want to play this again. You have Muslim activists tearing into Chelsea Clinton, talking about her caucasity, In other words, she's, I guess that's a new word for whiteness, right? She's Caucasian and, or kind of combining that with Caucasian and audacity or whatever. But this is a Muslim, who is very upset about the fact that she would attend a vigil held in honor of the victims of the mosque and the Christchurch shooting. And this Muslim activist is furious at Chelsea Clinton because she had the audacity to push back against the anti-Semitism of Ilhan Omar last week in a very, very moderate way. Here's the Muslim activist taking on Chelsea Clinton.
After all that you have done and all this homophobia that you have sowed,
I'm so sorry. Well, certainly it was never my intention. I do believe words matter. I believe
we have to show solidarity. We do matter. This right here is the result of a massacre stoked by people like you and the word that you have put out into the world. And I want you to know that, and I want you to feel that deep inside. 49 people died because of the rhetoric that you put out there.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think...
What
I don't
does
think
I'm sorry you feel that way mean? What does that mean?
So, these people died because of what Chelsea Clinton put out there. What did Chelsea Clinton put out there? Well, it actually didn't start with Chelsea Clinton. It started with Ilhan Omar, who was tweeting things about how Israel runs the government here. It's all about the Benjamin's baby. At one point, she retweets a left-wing journalist who said of her comments, she might as well call us hook-nosed. So, yeah, retweeted that. So Chelsea Clinton comes on and signs on to a comment from somebody that says, please learn how to talk about Jews in a non-anti-Semitic way. Sincerely, American Jews. Chelsea Clinton replies to that and says, I co-sign that as an American. We should expect all elected officials, said Chelsea Clinton, regardless of party, all public figures to not traffic in anti-Semitism. So by saying that, according to this Muslim activist, Chelsea Clinton was responsible for the massacre of those Muslims in Christchurch. And she was furious if you saw that video. That's why I wanted to play it. It's very hard to hear what's being said there because it's recorded on an iPhone in a hallway. But that's the kind of logic of the outraged Islamic street that has now come to America. And one person tweeted back right away from that, I'm so disappointed that Chelsea Clinton is piling on Ilhan instead of reaching out to her. Well, you know, quite frankly, others said, she's just a brand new congresswoman. She doesn't really know how to talk. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of things she doesn't understand or like about America. Ilhan Omar absolutely hates this country. She has a very big power base there in Minnesota. In Little Mogadishu, as the people who live there call it. It's a concentrated enclave of people who we rescued from the hell that had been created by the Islamic fundamentalists there in Somalia. And they don't appreciate it. Not at all. They want to turn America into what it is that they had to leave, quite frankly. Keith Ellison came from that power base and has now been elevated in that power base. And the Democrats, to just prove how much they love their Somalis, are going to go there for their convention, the presidential convention for 2020. They're going to hold it right there in Minnesota to show how much they love their Somalis, how they're not Islamophobic, and yet they are. They're very much afraid of the Muslims in their midst, and they want to kowtow to them in every way possible. This woman, what she was shouting at Chelsea Clinton, she said, Chelsea Clinton comes back, and you saw her, she's putting her hands over her chest. It certainly was never my intention. I do believe that words matter. I do believe that we have to show solidarity. And she's there at a vigil for the victims. But this woman was not satisfied. She was outraged. And she said, this right here is a result of a massacre that was stoked by people like you and the words that you put out into the world, said the activist. She wants Clinton, she said, to feel deep inside the guilt of what you did to these people. Yeah, it's her fault. Because she said, we have to learn how to talk about things in a respectful way. We've got to tone down the rhetoric of Ilhan Omar. We should expect all elected officials, regardless of party, to not traffic in anti-Semitism. And because of that, Chelsea Clinton is responding. You don't call out Muslims on their anti-Semitism in America. And even if you are a Clinton, you have to profusely apologize for calling out the anti-Semitism of Ilhan Omar, because the Democrat Party won't. They pull back from that. Now, Joe Lieberman come out this weekend. Say by not denouncing anti-Semitism, Pelosi and the Democrats have made it acceptable. And they're going to go further than that, Joe. They're going to hold their convention right there to show how much they love Somalis and their hatred of America, just like Ilhan Omar has illustrated. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWars, and I salute you.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Chelsea Clinton having the audacity to say that we should expect all elected officials and all public figures to not traffic in anti-Semitism. And she's attacked over the weekend while she's at a vigil to honor the victims of the Christchurch mosque shooting. President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., defended her, said we should all be condemning all hate. Absolutely right. He said, Chelsea should be praised for speaking up. Anyone who doesn't understand this is part of the problem. Let me tell you how they're part of the problem. That was on Saturday. Then yesterday, Sunday, we had more people killed in Israel. We had a Palestinian stabbing and shooting people in the West Bank, killed two people. Hamas praised the attack. They said it was, quote, courageous and daring operation in a strategic place. That would be the West Bank, as this guy is shooting at people standing at a bus stop. He kills two people. He's stabbing and shooting people there in the area, and Hamas praised it. Do you hear anybody? I don't know anybody that has praised this shooter in New Zealand. But it's okay for the Muslims, for Hamas, to praise this kind of a terrorist attack, regardless of the body count. He would have killed more people if he was able to. It wasn't that he just decided, well, I'm only going to kill two people. No, he wanted to kill as many people as possible. He just wasn't as effective at it. But it's the same thing, the same hate that's there. And we can't call that out. Can't talk about that. You won't see that even reported in the American press. It's only reported in the foreign press. But this young woman who takes on Chelsea Clinton, and Chelsea Clinton doesn't push back. She just cowed into submission to the Democrats, to the Islamists, just as the Democrat Party was cowed into submission to Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitism. This woman who verbally attacked Chelsea Clinton wrote on Twitter, "The cause Cassidy, cause Cassidy, like Caucasian, that Chelsea Clinton has showing up to a vigil for 49 Muslims massacred in an Islamophobic hate crime after stoking Islamophobia and racism surrounding Ilhan Omar. Effing ridiculous." And again, what did she say? She said, we should expect all elected officials to not traffic in anti-Semitism. How dare her stoke Islamophobia that way? And you see, after this happened, Muslim liberals are doubling down on Chelsea Clinton, saying that talking about how she's white, and saying in less than 24 hours, all the liberals and centrists have gone back to berating brown female college students for not being polite enough to Chelsea Clinton. I'm out of sass. I'm just broken. Y'all only respect Muslims when they're dead, huh? And so, the problem is that they're victims, right? No, it's actually the brown female Muslims who are on the attack. It's not the liberals and centrists. The liberals and the centrists are cowing down to them when they shouldn't be. They should be speaking out more strongly against anti-Semitism. Instead, it's only politically correct to attack Christians and anybody who's white. I said, the rise of this level of Islamophobia was led by the right, claiming the greater threat to democracy was college kids being impolite to guests on campus and liberals abetting the argument. No, it's about the First Amendment. It's about the First Amendment. And I certainly do hope that President Trump says, if you don't have a First Amendment on your college campuses, then you're not going to get federal money either. I hope he really does that. They go on to talk about white fragility and women of color and so forth. I don't want Chelsea Clinton to ever go anywhere again without someone there condemning her again for this. For what? For saying that you ought to not talk about anti-Semitism, not use it as code word? We should expect our public officials not to traffic in that kind of signaling to their base? This is their base. These are the people she was signaling to. And they're really angry at Chelsea Clinton. But of course, there's nothing really for them to be angry at the Democrats about, because the Democrats did everything they could to kowtow to these people. As Joe Lieberman said yesterday, the Democrat Party's poor response to her, quote, really grotesquely anti-Semitic remarks. He said the Democrat Party is not an anti-Jewish party, but there are some people in the party now, including in Congress, as we've seen from Congresswoman Omar, the new congresswoman from Minnesota, who were saying explicitly anti-Semitic things. And talking about Jews supporting Israel being guilty of dual loyalty. Well, if that's the case, certainly Rashida Tlaib is guilty of dual loyalty. This is a woman who, can you imagine if when Joe Lieberman won his primary. He wrapped himself in the Israeli flag and started singing the Israeli national anthem and talking about how all of his relatives in Israel had contacted him, congratulating him or whatever. That's basically what Rashida Tlaib did. I would be upset about that if Joe Lieberman had done that. I'm upset about the fact that Rashida Tlaib did that. And here's what she has to say, though. Again, putting out the fact that if you criticize them, you are racist and Islamophobic. And the people like Joe Lieberman who criticize the anti-Semitism of Ilhan Omar are just that. They're Islamophobic and they're racist. Here's what Rashida Tlaib had to say.
I think she becomes an easier target is what I'm trying to say. I don't understand why some others can say similar, probably things that could be said to be anti-Semitic that are not being held to the same standard. That's what I'm saying. And I can tell you, I've been there long enough to see that there are some issues there, again, on the other side of the aisle that continue to be held, they're being held unaccountable. And so I just want to be able to say, like, when we uplift and uplift like people like Ilhan and others and say we need more people like us to run for office. I realize, again, our mere presence being there, understanding that for many, they have never met a Muslim before.
And again, if you're going to talk about people coming from other countries, Rashida Tlaib is the poster child for this. She said, but then Ilhan, who's really coming from a place of disagrees with the policies, and that's exactly what she said there. She's coming from a place of disagrees with the policies of the country of Israel, where my grandmother lives currently right now. It's not just her grandmother. It's basically her entire family, apparently. Again, her mom wrapping her in the Palestinian flag, and they were all going, you know, she won the primary. My grandmother lives currently there right now with inequality, is not treated with any human dignity. Again, I feel it's because she's a Muslim and because she's black that she's criticized with this. Well, where's your criticism, Rashida, for what Hamas had to say? Where's your criticism if you're so concerned, if you're more concerned about what's going on in Palestine with Israel and Palestine than you are with making things right here in America? If that's your concern there, the same things that you and Ilhan are accusing people of for Israel, you are guilty of for Palestine. Focus on America. If you're going to be a congresswoman, you need to be focused on this country and not on using us as a surrogate to attack your enemy in Israel. And I don't see any condemnation from Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib for what Hamas is doing, for the terrorist attacks that are happening in Israel on a regular basis. I don't see any condemnation from them for what is happening with Islam in the genocide that is going on in Nigeria. I don't see them pushing back on the attacks on Christians and churches that are happening by the hundreds every year throughout the world. They don't talk about that. She goes on to say, Jake Tapper says, you also said in a statement after the attack that you were angry at those who follow the white supremacy agenda in my own country. That sends a signal across the world that massacres like this are some kind of call to action. Do you think that Hamas and the Islamic Street are putting out calls for action? And they say this is a courageous and dangerous operation. We're proud of the guy who jumps into an area, starts shooting at people at a bus stop, and kills two people. Good for him, says Hamas. And they don't condemn that. No, it's kind of a double standard, isn't it? That's what the Democrats seem to be known for.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand
that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Vimeo. You may know about Vimeo. Vimeo is another video hosting site like YouTube, not as big as YouTube, and they kind of cater really more towards the filmmaking community. They are one of the sites that chose to shut down InfoWars when you had all of Silicon Valley at once. No conspiracy there, of course. All of them just, after phone calls from Tim Cook and so forth, all decided to deplatform InfoWars. Beginning of August last year, Vimeo was one of those. Now, Vimeo has canceled the account of a church that posted videos of a Bible conference that included teachings on homosexuality. This is a church out of Edmond, Oklahoma. The videos, they say, violated the company's ban on posting content that promotes sexual orientation change efforts. And they said this is a blatant, the church that was shut down. So this is a blatant admission of Vimeo having viewpoint discrimination. Not just objections to specific content. They removed Christian testimony of people who had left LGBT lives. They removed other talks on other parts of the Bible as well. They purged everything. And, of course, we're supposed to be fine with that. And we're supposed to be fine with the fact that the New Zealand government has now said you get 10 years if you're in possession of this Facebook massacre video. It was streamed to Facebook. And and they're using that to attack BitChute, to attack 8chan, to attack Dissenter. Said, we're going to shut down all these sites unless they have proved to us that they've got censorship capabilities. Well, why don't you prove that they committed a crime first? And why don't we talk about what the real crime here is? The real crime is the fact that we're shutting down the First Amendment under any pretense that they want. Hate speech is simply speech that they hate. And we said this before. They come after InfoWars because we're opposing their agenda, their globalist agenda, because we don't kowtow to their religious doctrination. We're going to say what we want to say. Now they're coming after the Christian churches as well. What a surprise. Coming after Tucker Carlson. He defended us. We said, yeah, it won't be long before they come after Fox News, Tucker specifically. They did come after Tucker. 2 months after they came after InfoWars, they deplatformed over 800 sites, and they were all over the spectrum politically. But they had one thing in common. They all opposed certain things like our foreign wars for regime change. They oppose the surveillance state. They oppose the police state. You want to know where it's coming from? Take a look at the types of people that they shut down. I mean, these are people on the left, people who are Trump supporters. It doesn't matter. If you oppose their foreign wars, if you oppose their police surveillance state, they'll shut you down. If you don't support the religion that they're going to use to create a civil war in the West to dominate people, that is part of, he's absolutely right about the Great Replacement. That part of it was right. As I said on Friday, he was absolutely wrong to use violence. We can talk about Andrew Yang and how he is right about the coming Greater Depression from automation, the effects of robotics and artificial intelligence. But I believe that Andrew Yang's solution is wrong. I don't think the solution to it is to go to a greater socialism and communism with universal basic income. It's absolutely the wrong solution, just like this guy's solution is wrong. But they both identified very strong undercurrent problems that we have to face. We have to come up with different solutions than Andrew Yang and this killer in New Zealand. But if you want to know what we're fighting, it's the type of censorship we see here with Vimeo. YouTube took them months to shut down a guy who had been arrested for pedophilia. He had a softcore pedophile channel on YouTube. And they didn't shut it down for months, even after the guy was arrested. It's absolutely amazing to see this kind of stuff moving on and on. I'm going to talk a little bit about the politician who got an egg and slapped on the back of his head and then turned around and slapped the guy who did it. And it's kind of interesting how the guy is portrayed as the victim who initiated this. And we're going to talk about what Dean Cain, Superman, had to say about it as well. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off all InfoWars Live products. We have free shipping store-wide. A massive sale that's going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A great time to support us. You know, folks, you are our sponsors. They can't do a sponsor boycott of us because we don't have any sponsors other than you. You determine whether or not you want to have free speech. You determine whether or not you want to have an alternative viewpoint of the mainstream media, what CNN is putting out there, or even what Fox News is putting out there. Fox News is slapping down Judge Jeanine because she had something to say about Ilhan Omar. Can't talk about her, right? Democrats are deathly afraid of her. So is Fox News. And Fox News is going to promote wars. They're going to promote big pharmaceutical industry. Anything they want, vaccines, you name it, they absolutely are going to toe the line on that. We aren't. We've got our own point of view. If you want a different point of view, even if you don't agree with us, maybe you want to have free speech out there. Maybe you want to hear a discussion. I used to subscribe to political journals from across the spectrum back in the day when we got our information from magazines before there was an internet. I didn't care much for the magazines like Newsweek and Time. They never said anything. It was kind of like CNN. They were very predictable where they were going to be coming from. I preferred to go to the right wing or to the left wing. I would get stuff from The Nation or I'd get National Review. They had a very clear point of view, and they would argue from that point of view. And sometimes I would agree with one, sometimes I would agree with the other. So you may not always agree with me. But don't you want to have a different point of view? You're not going to have that if you don't support InfoWars. We've got massive discounts, as I said, on every InfoWars Life product, 50% off, even things like DNA Force. That is a massive discount. That's a very expensive product for us to produce. Things like Superblue products, our toothpaste, our mouthwash, our topical salve, all those with nano silver to fight infection. You name it. If it's a InfoWars Life product, that means that it's a health supplement or something that is natural, like the nano silver to help you to fight infections from bacteria and from virus. 50% all of those, as well as double Patriot points that will get you discounts in the future and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, in the time we got left, I want to play this clip. This is a guy, he's a politician in Australia, Senator Fraser Anning. And I have no idea anything that this guy has said other than what he said in response to this particular thing. And it doesn't really even matter what he had to say about this. Everybody is taking one side on this, saying that it's okay for the kid to slap him with an egg, but he's not okay to slap the kid back. I kind of find it interesting how this is being repeated through the mainstream media. You've got places like The Independent in the UK calling him Egg Boy. The Daily Mail called him a boy in one paragraph. The next paragraph, they called him a teen. The next paragraph, they called him a young man. And then finally, they talked when he got arrested, they called him a man. So I guess if the police are doing it to him, he's a man. He's not a boy. The police are not going to arrest and bully a boy. By that point, he got to be a man. He went through four stages of life in just four paragraphs in the Daily Mail. Then you got this headline from Fox News. Australian senator hit with egg, then hits boy on camera. Well, I want to show you what this looked like, and you can determine whether or not this is a boy, whether or not this guy was responding too violently to something that was done to him or not. Here's the clip of this egg boy, this egg teen, this egg young man, or this man hitting this Australian senator with an egg, and then what he gets in return. So you can see, he takes a slap at him, and the guy was still standing there shooting him, you know, with his cell phone. So he's got the cell phone, he walks up behind him, hits him with the egg, and the guy kind of slaps him, and the guy is still standing there. So it wasn't too much of a slap, and then the other people around there took him down. Now, Dean Cain, who played Superman on television, got a lot of people upset with him. As Daily Caller points out, Superman actor Dean Cain made an offhand comment about what he would do if somebody blindsided him with an egg attack, and then the Twitter mob comes after him. They cheered on the quote-unquote boy, citing Anning, the senator's Islamophobic views and his anti-immigration stance. And basically the guy had said, look, I don't condone the murder at all, but we got to understand that there's a problem that's being created by this massive immigration. Dean Cain came back and said, if you do that to anybody, be prepared to accept the consequences. No joking. And so one person comes back and says, oh, so Superman would have punched the senator? He says, no, he would have allowed the free speech, but disagreed with what he had to say. Oh, we can't do that, though, right? We can't allow free speech. And only one side can do the punching. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be joined in this hour by Richard Gage, AIA, and of course that is the American Institute of Architects. He's a professional architect, and he and many others and engineers have formed an organization, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, talking about the official narrative. And as I said before, it was Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, who liked to talk about deductive investigations, deductive reasoning. He says, when you rule out the impossible, whatever is left, no matter how improbable, is the truth. And so we've had a lot of people who are architects and engineers, people who are pilots. Many other individuals have looked at this and said, the official government story is absolutely not possible. Let's find out what the truth is. And so joining us now is Richard Gage of AIA. We're going to talk about this grand jury movement that is being put forward by the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Truth. And it has now reached a third milestone. And I want to talk to Richard about some of the evidence here. And, of course, you can find more information at AE911.com. truth.org. That's AE as in Architects and Engineers, AE911truth.org. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Gage.
Thank you, David. It's an honor to be here with you.
Tell us a little bit about, we've covered this in multiple stages. It was first last April that we had a 52-page original petition. It had 57 exhibits that talked about the extensive evidence that explosives were used to destroy three World Trade Center towers on 9/11. And people remember there were two planes, three towers that came down. That's the first clue that something is up with this. But that was introduced. And then subsequent to that, I think it was October, November, we had a U.S. attorney say, all right, we'll convene a grand jury. Now, that grand jury has put forward a 33-page document that has 15 different categories of persons who may have information that's material to the investigation. They have names in that have so far been redacted. So that's kind of where we are in the legal process going through with this investigation. But as an architect and engineer, I'd like for you to tell people a little bit about some of the evidence that explosives were used.
Yeah, you bet. And I'm with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, not with the AIA. They'll be distressed to hear that I'm representing them. But I am indeed a member of the American Institute of Architects, and for 12 years we have been working on the AIA because of all of the 80,000 members of the American Institute of Architects. Not once have any of us received anything about the third worst structural failure in modern history. This, of course, is World Trade Center Building 7, the third skyscraper that collapsed on 9/11, about 5:20 in the afternoon. And the grand jurors are going to be seeing this building coming down on the video in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition. Just like the old hotels in Las Vegas, after witnesses hear explosions, this building drops like a rock straight down uniformly, symmetrically into its own footprint in under 7 seconds. Yeah. Now, this is completely uncanny, and the jurors are going to have to deal with this in their heads, right? Well, wait a minute. I didn't know a third building came down. There were only two planes, right? Well, this building obviously wasn't hit by a plane. So the jurors are going to be scratching their heads, wondering how come, A, we didn't hear about it. B, why does it look exactly like a controlled demolition? C, why is there forensic evidence such as molten iron found in the base of this building and the Twin Towers, by the way? Why do we have the Appendix C of the FEMA report that came out in May of 2002 describing hot sulfur corrosion attack on the steel?
Hang on, Mr. Gage. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with a longer segment, and we've got a lot of questions. We've got so many questions about the official story, and Mr. Gage is going to lay out the factual concerns. We'll be right back.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Gage. He's a professional architect and engineer. He is with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. You can find that website, ae911truth.org. AE is in Architects and Engineers, 911truth.org. And he joined us at the top of the hour, and Mr. Gage was telling us about the evidence that's going to be presented to a grand jury. We first had a massive amount of documents that were presented by the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Truth back last April, 52-page original petition accompanied by 57 exhibits. They then got a district, an attorney for the Southern District of New York to convene a grand jury. Now they are at a third stage. They've put out another 33-page document, 15 different categories of people that they would like to talk to based on this evidence, explosive evidence, evidence of explosives, quite frankly. And Mr. Gage was telling us some of the things that people are going to be looking at, the jurors are going to be looking at. But the key thing here, folks, as Mr. Gage just pointed out, most people don't think about the fact that there were three buildings that came down. Two planes, three buildings. Think about that. And think about the third building, Building 7. You know, Mr. Gage, it was Alex Jones who went on The View. And he just kept hammering down to the people on The View, Building 7. What about Building 7, the third building? And we can't say that enough. Two planes, three buildings. Go back to Building 7, as you were saying at the top of the hour.
Yeah, you bet. The evidence is all there, David. This Appendix C of the FEMA report that came out before NIST took over this investigation in 2002 and came up with their own investigation, which throws out this metallurgical examination of the steel and throws out the evidence from the U.S. Geological Survey of billions of tiny, previously molten iron microspheres found in all the dust samples. This is evidence of melted iron, by the way. The first responders called it molten steel, but it turns out to be molten iron. That's what the forensic tests show. Well, where does iron come from? Iron is certainly a component of steel, but this is actually we haven't used iron in skyscraper construction for 100 years. This is elemental iron. Elemental iron is byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So we have the actual evidence of thermite documented by official sources, the U.S. Geological Survey in their toxicological studies of the dust, R.J. Lee in their toxicological studies of the dust, an independent environmental consulting firm. We have hundreds of first responders talking about explosions. This is before the towers collapsed, immediately before. So yes. We have in the oral histories, these guys are talking about like a belt, all these explosions all the way around the building, and then the building collapses. It's again and again in that order. It's absolutely clear, the evidence, David.
Some of the documents that were presented, you're talking about the seismic evidence, in other words, evidence of vibration, auditory evidence of an explosion. They said there was evidence of explosions that occurred even before the airplanes impacted.
Yes, this is proven by Andre Rousseau, applied geophysics expert, author of 50 pages. He's reviewing the work of the LDEO, Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, who received these seismic events at their station 20 miles north and just seconds prior to the planes hitting the buildings in each case, the North Tower and the South Tower. And then we have also seismic events prior to the collapses. Well, NIST tries to justify these as being due to the plane impacts, due to the collapses. But in order to do that, they have to secretly work in a private agreement with the Columbia University to get them to alter their data by moving these events back in history 3 seconds in all four cases, two for the planes and two for the building collapses. And this report was produced but is not made public.
Wow. It's amazing. And when we look at as an architect, we look at the building code, for example. As you pointed out, you know, here it's been 18 years and we haven't changed any building codes based on this. It's the only time we've seen buildings just steel skyscrapers just collapse into their footprint. As you pointed out, one of the buildings was not even hit by an airplane. And yet I haven't seen any change to the building codes reflecting this. It wouldn't have had the Empire State Building hit by an airplane decades earlier in the early 20th century. And so it wasn't something that was unexpected. I've had Tony Rook out of the UK saying we haven't seen took a angle from the firefighter standpoint, said we haven't changed the procedures that we use in terms of fighting fires and skyscrapers based on this. If we're going to have buildings that just collapse all of a sudden, shouldn't we change the firefighting procedures? Nothing has been done about any of that. So maybe the government doesn't believe its own narrative.
There's been no structural changes to the International Building Code whatsoever that would keep a skyscraper falling at free fall out of the sky due to a few small office fires. And that's all we had in Building 7, for instance. Yeah. There are hundreds of buildings that are built like this throughout the world, you know, similar buildings. So they fault just normal office fires. Well, David, office fires have never brought down a steel frame skyscraper ever in the history before 9/11 or after 9/11. And it turns out not even on 9/11.
Yeah, yeah. And as you pointed out at the top of the hour, just go on YouTube. You can find a lot of videos about building demolitions, especially in Vegas, as you pointed out. You know, they're always tearing down buildings and building new ones there. You can see how a planned demolition results in a free fall collapse like this. But anything else, so we've seen steel skyscrapers that have literally burned for days, and they may kind of bend a little bit. They don't typically even fall down, but they certainly don't fall down in free fall, and they don't do it after just a couple of hours.
Well, all of the skyscrapers that have been the steel frame skyscrapers that have been on fire have been remodeled. They're put back into use. In fact, in the UK, they built an 8-story steel frame skyscraper even without fireproofing. They set it on fire with huge amounts of wood fuel inside it with 2,000-degree temperatures, which is unheard of in skyscraper fires. All that happens is this steel begins to bend at 1200 degrees. So they replace those beams and they put them back into use, all of them.
Now, what NIST, and I've seen a presentation by a guy, I think he was an instructor at West Point. The narrative that they put out, and I want you to address this as an architect and engineer, narrative they put out is they said, well, you know, it collapsed in some of the upper floors and then it caused a cascading collapse. Talk about that. That doesn't match what we physically see, and it doesn't match the seismic evidence either, does it?
No, NIST tells us in the case of the North Tower, 15 stories above the point of the jet plane impacts, drove the rest of the building down to the ground and then destroyed itself. And this came out in a theoretical paper by Zdenek Bazant in Chicago, from Chicago Northwestern University, just 2 days after 9/11. This very complex paper that's obfuscated so that even structural engineers can hardly understand it. What they rig the calculation 12-1 in favor of a collapse, and this is exposed in 8 steps by Tony Zambodi, Richard Johns, and others who submit it to the Journal of Engineering Mechanics with the American Society of Civil Engineers, and they were denied the opportunity to correct this technical paper produced by the ASCE because it was, quote, out of scope. Well, how can it be out of scope to correct somebody's paper? It's completely – so we have an ethics complaint going on now with the ASCE about this.
Well, we're talking to Richard Gage. Again, he is with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. You can find them at ae911truth.org. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Mr. Gage about the status of this grand jury investigation, because people have been collecting evidence, physical evidence, that contradicts the official story, the official narrative, for now 18 years. And finally, we're putting all this together. There is a grand jury that is convened, and we're going to talk to him about that process when we come back. Stay with us.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in a bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? A month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're going to go back in time. Remember, we had over 3,000 lives lost. We also lost the Bill of Rights along with the Patriot Act. And for the last 18 years, we've had endless war across the globe, throughout nearly the entire presidency of George W. Bush, throughout the entire presidency of Barack Obama. First time that's ever happened. The entire 8 years of Obama's office, we were at war. Many of those wars officially not declared, but they claim they were authorized by the Authorization for the Use of Military Force, which essentially gives them carte blanche to have worldwide endless wars. All of this, the result of what happened on 9/11. But is what we have been told by the government really what happened on 9/11? Richard Gage with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, that's ae911truth.org, they have amassed an amazing amount of evidence that explosions were used, that the official story could not possibly have happened. You know, Richard, earlier in the broadcast, I talked about an article that said, if in this current environment that we have now, if we'd had that back then, would we have any footage of the buildings on 9/11 just collapsing into the footprint? Because that's pretty damning. Would we still even have the footage of the BBC reporter who, as she's saying, that Building 7, the third building that was never hit by a plane, had collapsed. She said that 20 minutes before it collapsed, and you could see the building over her shoulder still there as she's saying it. Would that footage have been disappeared, just as we see the New Zealand government threatening anybody with jail time and massive fines if they possess any of that footage, or even the Zapruder film? You know, because when we see this type of evidence, but you've got stuff that goes way beyond the visual evidence, for which they don't really have an answer. You've got detailed analysis from architects, from engineers. We have pilots who have looked at the official narrative and said that's not possible either. Are you a expert witness, or have you been involved in this grand jury investigation yet, or part of this petition that they're putting together as part of the grand jury?
Yeah, we're certainly listed along with many of the 57 exhibits that have been submitted to the grand to Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney, who was promised to impanel a grand jury. And we certainly expect to be called as expert witnesses. We'd like them to call all 3,000 of the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth who have collectively demanded, individually and collectively demanded, a new investigation. So we're lining up many of our key experts to testify, including Dr. Niels Harrit, a nanophysicist expert, who was expected to show the jurors how that the team of eight international scientists have put together and analyzed the evidence, forensic evidence of nanothermite chips in the form of red-gray chips. They're dual-layered, red on one side, gray on the other. These are attracted by a magnet, so they get real curious and zoom in this scientific study, which is now peer-reviewed in the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal. And they find that the red layer is composed of iron oxide and aluminum powders, but in sizes that are 1,000 times smaller than the diameter of a human hair. So this is nanothermite particles that are in all the World Trade Center dust samples, comprising up to about 10 tons of this material, which is direct forensic evidence of the destruction of these towers with the use of nanothermite, which also explains those iron microspheres that the USGS found but could not or would not explain where they possibly came from. Again, molten iron is the byproduct of thermite, this incendiary. So we have the physical evidence, David. It could not be more clear to the common body of citizens, which the grand jury is supposed to be composed of. A couple of dozen normal citizens will be looking at the evidence that in most cases a seventh grader can figure out just how that a building can't fall at free fall acceleration, much less three buildings, the Twin Towers almost free fall acceleration. Accelerating through what? 90,000 tons of structural steel in each of the towers. So they're going to see that, well, where did that steel go? Well, they're going to see that in the first 4 seconds, it during that first part of that collapse, it's being destroyed. It's not driving down the rest of the building, as we've been told by NIST, but none of the photos or videos show it. It's liquefied. Basically, this upper block of structure is just telescoping down on itself. After that, the witnesses hear more explosions, and then there's laterally ejected, freely flying structural steel sections at 80 miles an hour, laterally, clocked by physicists. Remember, gravity works down. Yeah, we don't have and this is enough energy to hurl a 200-pound cannonball 3 miles, and there are thousands of them destroying the buildings all around the outside. And by the way, if 90,000 tons of steel is ejected outside the footprint, what's left to crush the building? It's not the concrete. The concrete floors are pulverized in midair, 90,000 tons of concrete pulverized in midair and spread in a blanket 3 inches is thick over lower Manhattan. So it can't contribute to the collapse of these buildings either. I mean, this is extraordinary, simple, effective, overwhelming, and irrefutable evidence.
So if you were to sum it up, you'd say if it looks like an explosion, if it sounds like an explosion, and you've got thermite at the bottom of it, I think it's probably an explosion, right?
Yeah,
and that would imply that they had to set this stuff up in advance as well, right? You can't do this on the spur of the moment, just like you had the owner of Building 7 saying pull it, which is typically a term that's used for demolition. And they said, we took it down because it was on fire or whatever. Didn't he say that afterwards? You can't do that on the spur of the moment. It takes a lot of advanced preparation.
It takes months, and they have to be engineered. The operatives have to load the explosives. And in fact, hours before Building 7 came down that afternoon, these mysterious construction workers are caught on CNN camera. They're walking away from Building 7. They hear an explosion over their shoulder. They look back at the building, and then they look straight into the CNN camera and say, "Did you hear that? That building's coming down. It's going to blow up. Human debris coming down." I mean, they're very clear. These are probably, I mean, it's speculated that these are the guys that were fixing a dud. In other words, Building 7 looked like it was supposed to come down after the Twin Towers came down, and all that dust that created throughout lower Manhattan when they came down would have obscured the beautiful views that we now have of Building 7 coming down on these videos.
Well, you've done a massive amount of work, you and the other people at AE911truth.org and many other individuals have looked at this very carefully. I really do appreciate the technical analysis that you've done over the last nearly 20 years now that we've had this going on. And this is all being put together, summarized by the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. Hopefully this is going to be a grand jury that is going to get to the bottom of things that have really changed our world. We have traded our world that we had before 9/11 for something that is completely different because of what happened at the World Trade Center. Thank you so much for joining us. Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911truth.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have something else that's been kept secret for a number of years. Kept secret for 17 years. A memo that has now been exposed by the Wall Street Journal warned that Bush's Iraq invasion would create the perfect storm in the Middle East. And we see from this memo that they were lying about many other things that we already know that they were lying about. We know that in the first Gulf War, we were lied to about the fact that the Iraqis were taking babies out of incubators in Kuwait. Remember that? They lied to us about that. They lied to us about the weapons of mass destruction, of course, as a basis for the second Gulf War. They lied to us about bin Laden, where they thought that he was. That's what's coming out of this memo, along with the prognosis by a guy who was in the State Department, marked this secret and sent it to Secretary of State Colin Powell, his prognosis about what would go wrong. Completely misled the American people were by the Bush administration. This is a newly declassified U.S. intelligence memo, reports Zero Hedge. It was unearthed just this week, part of a Wall Street Journal report. It proves that the year prior to the Bush administration's 2003 invasion of Iraq, the White House was already expressing in great detail warnings that everything that could and would go wrong in the regime change war's aftermath, including the sectarian chaos between Sunni and Shia factions of Islamic states, the proxy war with Iran that would define Iraq and the entire region for the years following. As crucially, it reveals that in the 7 months before, the U.S. invasion of Iraq, American intelligence officials understood that Osama bin Laden was likely, quote, alive and well and hiding in northwest Pakistan. They said that that's important given the fact that the Bush administration's claim to sell the war was that Saddam Hussein and bin Laden were in league against the United States. So they were lying about that. They were lying about the weapons of mass destruction. They were lying about a whole bunch of things. But here are some of the predictions of what could go wrong in this memo that was marked secret and sent to Colin Powell. Reported that Iran would be increasing aid to anti-American groups in both Iraq and Afghanistan because it feared that it would be next on the U.S. hit list. Why did they think that? Well, because there was a U.S. hit list. we have played that many times. You know, I found this list. I had this guy come up to me. Wesley Clark said, and we got a list of all the different countries that we're going to go through. And they pretty much tried to go down that list. And they're still trying to go down that list. He said, security in Iraq, this is another prediction of what would happen. Security in Iraq would collapse following regime change because Iraqi troops and police would be too afraid to patrol, while Iraqis aligned with the U.S. would prove to be inept. Oh, that happened, didn't it? U.S. troops would come under increasing attacks as they patrol both Shiite and Sunni cities. If they intervene to stop disputes, they are perceived to have sided with one party or another in a tribal dispute, thus incurring the wrath of the opposing party. Well, that happened, didn't it? That was pretty predictable. That's one of the reasons why we have lost every one of these occupying wars. They call them asymmetric warfare, and we've lost every single one of them. But, of course, that doesn't deter the American military from training for their own asymmetric warfare against American citizens by having mock American cities, mock rural areas, mock suburbs, and so forth. I walked through one of those. I'll never forget the experience. You don't need to have entire detailed cities if you're not planning on going to war with the American people, folks. You've seen the training examples where they go through and have urban warfare. They've just got shells of buildings, and they practice on how they're going to be able to clear those buildings. You know, you have the soldiers on either side of a doorway. They throw an explosive in. They clear it. They cover each other in a crossfire, and other people run through the center. You've seen the drills that they do. But they've got American cities at Fort AP Hill. They have an urban area. They have schools. They have churches. They have mosques. They have buildings. They have train stations and so forth, bus stations, traffic lights, helicopter landing zones and soccer fields and so forth. I walked through that with Joe Biggs. And then they've got other ones and other military bases that are rural, detailed rural areas, as well as suburban ones. As you see all these different drills that they've had taking place in various cities, especially through the Obama administration, they said, well, you know, you train where you're going to fight. If you're going to fight in the desert, you train to fight in the desert. You train the desert, rather. If you're going to do it in the mountains, you do it in the mountains. If you're going to fight in the cities, you fight in the cities. And so if you plan on fighting in an American city, you build an exact replica of an American city to fight. They stood at the corner of First and Main when they were doing that. Anyway, asymmetric warfare. Yeah, they haven't won one yet. And good luck winning asymmetric warfare in a country that's got millions of people with small firearms. Next one. Afghanistan's security situation simultaneously deteriorating, creating the need for more U.S. troops there. Oh, yeah, and it's still deteriorating, isn't it? Carpetbaggers, bill collectors, expats, and exiles will arrive in Iraq, and it will be a wild mix. We've seen that as well. So we've seen all of those things happen. Those were in the memo to Colin Powell, marked secret, and that was 7 months before they went to the Iraq War. And they said, as part of the memo, I don't mean to be pessimistic, because I really do believe that if we do it right, this could be a tremendous boon to the future of the region and to U.S. national security interests. Everything subject to national security interests, except, of course, Hillary Clinton and the FBI and the NSA. And the Department of Justice. They are not subject to national security interests. As a matter of fact, they do everything they can possible to cover up any violations of national security interests if they are conducted by the people that they are friends with. And he said, but we should have no illusion that this should be, that this Iraq war will be quick or easy. Cheney, of course, had said that it would take weeks rather than months to win in Iraq. And we had mission accomplished, right? It was done. Except this guy said in his memo, it'll take 5 years, maybe four, if we're lucky. 10 if we're not. And what has it been now? 16 years. I guess we're really, really, really unlucky, aren't we? Really unlucky. Yeah. We're very unlucky, very deceived. These are the people who have created an endless war in the wake of that staged 9/11 event. Killed 3,000 people, killed the Constitution, killed the Bill of Rights, and set up a permanent, endless war. And presuming that they have the authorization to do anything that they want, a blank check for anywhere. Take a look at this, Somalia. We have a massive war on autopilot, is how it is characterized by one individual there. There were so many little wars to keep track of, you probably haven't noticed that the U.S. has quietly been increasing its airstrikes against targets in Somalia. Oh, I just can't keep track of where we've got all of our different wars, right? How many wars do we have? Who knows? Who knows? We didn't have any authorization for what we're doing in Syria. We now have statements saying that we're going to leave behind 1,000 troops in Syria. Where did they get the authorization, and when did they put the troops there in the first place, right? We had the back and forth, and I've played that many times, between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta. Leon Panetta was defense secretary at the time. He later became head of the CIA. Why? Because he was so incredibly arrogant and on the side of the military-industrial complex that back and forth between Jeff Sessions saying, well, you're not going to put troops in Syria, are you? You wouldn't do that without telling us and having a vote, would you? And Leon Panetta just sneers at him and says, we might tell you. We might tell you. We'd confer with our allies in NATO and the United Nations and before we do anything, and we might let you know. And Jeff Sessions like, I can't believe you say that. You used to be a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. You got to have a vote before you put troops in. And he goes, we might tell you. I don't care. Yeah, that's the world in which we live in post 9/11. The arrogance, the endless wars. We might tell you. No, they didn't tell us. They put thousands. We don't, still to this day, we don't know how many are there. They built more than a dozen military bases, four airfields, but we can't protect our own border. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2, deep earth crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another deep earth crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Wars abroad because we've, in the wake of 9/11, we passed the authorization for the use of military force. We can't even question what they're doing in Syria, for example. Do you know what they're doing in Somalia as they ramp that up? We just have the military-industrial complex off the leash, folks. Off the leash. But we cannot protect our own border. And the GOP has tried to veto President Trump trying to do anything at all there at that border. It's kind of interesting. One of the tweets that President Trump came out with over the weekend was talking about this endless warfare by the military-industrial complex. It was a tweet that was put out by Tulsi Gabbard, and then it was a reply to a comment based on that tweet by William Craddock, and President Trump retweeted those two without a comment. But I think that's a big comment that he would retweet this. Here's what Tulsi Gabbard said. She said, short-sighted politicians and media pundits who spent the last 2 years accusing Trump as a Putin puppet have brought us the expensive new Cold War and the arms race. How? Because Trump now does everything he can to prove that he's not Putin's puppet, even if it brings us closer to nuclear war. I agree. I think that was the purpose of all this. I think they even want a nuclear war, frankly. And I think the whole purpose of this, when Hillary Clinton's talking about a Russian reset, I think what they wanted was a Cold War with the Russian Confederation, like they had a Cold War with the Soviet Union. They lost their biggest antagonist. They lost a very big profit center, the military-industrial complex did. Yeah, they make a lot of money off the police state, off the surveillance state, off the fear and paranoia post 9/11. But if you really want the big bucks for the military-industrial complex, you got to get back to those transcontinental ballistic missiles and so forth. And that's what they're working on. And they may get a full-on hot war and not just a new Cold War. But that was the tweet from Tulsi Gabbard. And then this is what President Trump retweeted, a comment on that by William Craddock. He said, Russiagate was designed in part to help the UK counter Russian influence by baiting the US into taking a hard line against them. Leaves us all with a more dangerous world as a consequence. Just another episode of the great game. Absolutely right. I think President Trump understands this. He understands how they are triangulating and manipulating him and manipulating public opinion. Just look at the left. The left, who were always on the side of Stalin's Soviet Union, always defending them. Oh, they were the utopia that we needed to be. And now they have gone full on cheerleaders to a Cold War. They've become McCarthyites. Everything is Russia this, Russia that. And they really want this war. They're playing right in the hands of the military industrial complex. That's why I'm very disappointed that President Trump hasn't declassified a lot of information that he knows is bogus about 9/11. Now, we played the clip of President Trump that surfaced on the day of the attacks, saying, I've seen a lot of building demolitions. The same thing that Richard Gage was just saying, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. President Trump had that same observation. Anybody that has seen buildings demolished knows that that was a controlled demolition. And President Trump said that on the day of. He goes, I've been in that building. That's one of the strongest buildings I've ever seen. It can't just fall down like that. Something's going on. You know, we need to take a look at it. Well, you need to look into it, President Trump, and you need to declassify the lies that we've been told. The lies that are the very foundation of the military-industrial complex's endless wars here. The lies that took down the foundation of that building that killed 3,000 people. The lies that took down the foundation of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Expose those lies. Expose the foundation of the lies of the military-industrial complex. That's really the way that you push back against this. You know that you're being had. I mean, this tweet, I think, that's the way I read it, at least. President Trump talking about how comments from both Tulsi Gabbard and William Craddock saying They've maneuvered this. They've used this phony Russiagate stuff to reestablish the Cold War, to give us an excuse for their other wars. Well, go back to the original excuse for all of this, 9/11. Blow up that lie, that house of cards based on a bunch of lies. Blow that up and have the people answer for the deaths, the people responsible for the deaths of 3,000 people, the people responsible for endless wars that have resulted in untold numbers of people being killed, and wars across the globe. Make those people answer for their crimes, for their false flag. President Trump is going to be putting a veto on what many in the Republican Party have been a part of. And there's an article on RT talking about five controversial previous presidential vetoes. And President Trump, I think he's got the votes to sustain his veto. But they're talking about other vetoes in the past that were very controversial. Here's one of them. Nixon gives a thumbs down to national child care. Now, it's kind of interesting, I think, that that would be in there because, you know, we just had Mike Lee and Joni Ernst. Now, Joni Ernst did vote to support President Trump building the wall. State of emergency is really what is happening there. Regardless of whether you want to call it a state of emergency or not, that is what the American public, the GOP voters voted for. And there was at least a dozen senators as part of the GOP. I'm absolutely amazed that Rand Paul would join them. But he was wrong on that issue. I generally support Rand Paul, not on this. When he's wrong, I'll say he's wrong, and I believe he was very wrong. But Mike Lee, out there saying, we've got to support the Constitution, blah, 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 and yet Mike Lee and Joni Ernst, Nixon, vetoing national child care back in, what was the year, 1971, and yet Mike Lee and Joni Ernst, two GOP senators out there pushing for national child care. And how are they going to do it? They're going to extend the lie of Social Security, that Ponzi scheme, that unsustainable Ponzi scheme that has become the basis of socialism in our country and many other countries. And so you got Mike Lee, who's so worried about the Constitution, he's going to extend for national child care. He's going to extend Social Security. He's going to add to the payroll tax and create another part of the Ponzi scheme. Here's another one that was a controversial veto. Ford opposing greater government transparency with an extension to the Freedom of Information Act. And, of course, we have seen the government, every time somebody files a Freedom of Information Act request, the bureaucracy typically responds with a denial. And so you have to sue them in court. And it takes years to get that information. But, of course, Ford was going to oppose that as well. Reagan denouncing economic warfare against apartheid South Africa. That was controversial at the time, but Reagan has been proven right. Economic warfare, what is the African National Communist Party doing now that they're in power? Well, it is economic and it is literal warfare. Kill the white man, kill the Boer, take their lands. Oh, that's what it has evolved into now. That's what the Marxists that these other people were supporting. No, he opposed that. Bill Clinton defended partial birth abortion. And, of course, it was just a year ago that we had an abortionist bragging about the fact that kids don't scream when she does their abortion because one of the first things she does is she cuts their larynx out. Yeah, slit their throat so they can't scream. She bragged about that. That was a year ago tomorrow. That happened before. We had Ralph Northam talking about how a child, after they were born, they'd set them on the table and decide, you like this kid or not? You got some health issues maybe with this kid. Maybe we'll kill that kid. Maybe we'll let him live. And finally, Obama trying to sweep away the 9/11 lawsuits against the Saudis. Isn't that interesting? It was such a convenient thing for the Bushes and for the Obamas to have the Saudis be their partner. These people like Mohammed bin Salman and these other Saudi officials who you can't really tell whether they're in the CIA or whether they're in the Saudi intelligence officials. You can't tell whether or not they're Saudi bankers or whether they're the Federal Reserve. I mean, we are so intertwined with these people. That right there alone, even if it was the Saudis and it isn't, it would have been an inside job because they are so inside this government establishment and always have been. Folks, if you want to help support InfoWars, if you want to be a sponsor of what we do here, we don't have third-party sponsors. They would try to shut us down. They would use them to boycott us. They would bring them in, support us, and then pull the rug out from under us. You've seen that happen to other news organizations. That's why Alex set up InfoWars Life to give you great products to help your health and to keep us independent. And if you want to keep us independent, if you want to support independent media, if you want to support InfoWars, go to InfoWars Store right now. We've got 50% off all InfoWars Life products. We have free shipping store-wide, and we have double Patriot points. It has never been easier to support your health and to support free speech and the First Amendment than it is right now. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and take a look at the specials that we have there. It's basically everything is half off, double Patriot points, and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.